The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's a hump day. It's Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Sam Webb is in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he is heading down there for the NBA Top 100 camp. He's going to send back reports and audio and whatnot over the next couple days, and of course for Monday's show as well. We do have a recruiting roundup with Sam coming up in a little bit as part of our rundown. Let's go through that rundown, Miz, as we say good morning to our man Miz on the other side of the glass. Mr. Miz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing this morning?
I am doing well. I have a hellos from the president of your fan club, at least the shortest member. It's probably not the president. It's probably your parents, shortest member of your fan club.
Hi, Gracie.
Says hellos. I told her I was working with the Miz over the next few days, and so she got pretty excited. I think the only she has, I think, three favorite people in this building. It's not to discriminate against anybody else. She loves Miss Colleen for chips and Miss Kim for pretzels, but she has a special love, obviously, for her dad, but then for Uncle Sam and Mr. Miz, and so she is excited to know that I am working with Mr. Miz this morning. Miz and I are going to be locked and loaded and busy this morning as we have coming up on the show in just a little bit. We'll get to the countdown of the 2019 Michigan football season. And then later on this morning at 7:25, we have Jan Dowling, Michigan women's golf coach. She's coming off coaching at a championship team at the Arnold Palmer Cup. She's going to tell us what that's all about. We'll also talk some U.S. Open with her at 7:25. We will have a recruiting roundup with Sam at 7:45 as he talked to Roman Wilson, the speedy athlete receiver out of Hawaii who has a lot of Michigan ties. And we'll have some of that audio for you coming up at around 7:45. Then the 8 o'clock hour, 8 to 9 a.m., I'm just calling it the Michigan Baseball Alumni Hour, as we have a bunch of Michigan baseball, former Michigan baseball players joining us in that hour. And the leadoff guest, we're going to have one in studio who's helped me put the whole thing together, and we'll let him introduce himself coming up at 8 o'clock. But one of our guests is also, he's not just a Michigan baseball alum, he is also the father of Michigan first baseman Jimmy Kerr. And so, of course, if you've watched enough of the games over the last few weeks now, or if you've listened to us do games on the radio all season long as the voices of Michigan baseball, then you would know that Derek Kerr, the father of Jimmy, is also the son of a Michigan baseball alum in all three. Jimmy, his dad, and his grandfather. Miz, a lot of things they have in common. What two things in particular they have in common? One, they all played Michigan baseball. And now that Jimmy is going to Omaha, what do all three have in common?
They all have gone to the College World Series.
That is right. So we'll talk to Derek Kerr. I had a fun conversation with him on the phone yesterday. It's been fun booking some of these guests, and I'm going to explain. Well, Derek came through our Michigan Baseball Alumni Hour, and that's coming up from 8 to 9. We'll also this morning talk to Steve Clark at 9:05 for the Midweek Peak, and our friend Bob Garapi is going to stop by at 9:30 to give us a preview of the Kent Michitanki Golf Classic, which is coming up not that far from now, the Sunday after Father's Day, so a week from Sunday on the 23rd of June, and he's going to tell you all about that. But also later in the week, on Friday, we have Ray Kaufman, father of Carl. We have Brian Criswell, father of Jeff. We have Jim Abbott. And then we also, I haven't scheduled him yet, but we also have Perk Weisenberger, father of Jack and also son of Jack. And so the in particular the Kaufman, Criswell, and Weisenberger interviews, you know who set those up, Miz?
Who set those up?
My wife.
Really?
Yeah, because so my wife went out to Corvallis for the regionals, and she was out there with Willie Weiss's family.
Yeah.
So she was at the baseball family, the family tailgate. And she got to know some of these families fairly well. She's at the games with these folks, and she became Facebook friends with them. Huh. And she's had conversations back and forth with them over the last, you know, week now, in the last few days, you know, since the clinching of the week and a half, 2 weeks now, since the clinching of the regional out in Oregon. And I said to her, you know, you become friends with Carl's parents, and you became friends with Criswell's parents and some others. Why don't you send them a message and say, hey, Would anybody like to do some radio? So I had a great conversation with Ray Kaufman, and yesterday I actually tweeted out a video he posted of little Carl pitching on as a kid in their front yard, throwing, pitching, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the start of the road to the College World Series. It was a cool little video that Ray found that I put out there, that I tweeted on social media, or retweeted from social media. Nice conversation with him. I texted with Brian Criswell, and I got my message from Perk Weisenberger a little too late last night, so I will message him when it's not, you know, 6:15 in the morning Michigan time, because I feel I've done that to some people. I've even done that to you, but I hope you usually put your phone on mute when you're not working early in the morning. Like, things pop in my head,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I better send that text. And then right after I hit send, I go, oh, it's a little early in the morning. So looking forward to finishing, locking in some more guests. I mean, why would you, you know, we want to talk to these guys. I want to talk to the parents. We want to talk to the baseball alumni. And it's really fun to talk to guys that are both parents and baseball alumni, because it's such an exciting time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and for Ray and for Derek in particular, who I talked to on the, both of them on the phone yesterday, you know, not only are their boys, you know, going to the College World Series, not only for Derek, obviously, is it the third generation thing, and he's a, Jimmy's a senior, but they were also with their kids when they got drafted. Well, at least I know they Ray was. Mm. I think I'm not sure if Derek was, because they were in the process of transitioning down from Oregon to L.A.
Okay.
So I'm not sure when he got drafted, when Jimmy got drafted by the Tigers. So I'm not sure if he was with them or not. But the excitement level, and I will say this about both of them in the conversations I had yesterday when I said how exciting the time it is, you know, the World Series, you know, go to the World Series, but your son's getting drafted by, you know, by Major League Baseball teams. And both of them really deferred away, kind of punted on the drafting. Yeah, they're like, they admitted the excitement of it, but they really punted, and they're both, you know, paraphrasing, but they both basically said, we're really excited about the team. And it was about the team first. And yeah, their son's getting drafted is something that they'll think about. And they're excited about, but they're really focused on this baseball team heading to Omaha, which is really fun to see. You know, that team mentality. It's not just about the kids or the coaches. It's the fans. It's the parents. And so we will hear Ray Kaufman later in the week. We'll hear Derek Kerr this morning, and I'm just really hoping that at some point in time I don't call him Derek Carr, because it's gonna happen. I just feel it's gonna happen. The names are so similar, but.
Yep.
Hope that does not, that in fact.
No Freudian slips there.
I'm going to try my best to have that not actually happen. So, speaking of the Michigan baseball team, yesterday at 4 o'clock, they had a media gathering, and it was the largest media gathering for Michigan baseball of the Eric Backich era. I can't speak. I can tell you in the last 10 years, it's the largest media gathering for Michigan baseball. I can't tell you prior to that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing something that's historic. It's the first time that Michigan's gone to the World Series since 84. It's the first time that a Big Ten team has gone since Indiana earlier this decade. And just the second time a Big Ten team has done it since Michigan went in 1984. So it was fun to see the media gathering down there over at the complex, talking to the kids, talking to the players, talking to the coaches, talking to Coach Backich. I mean, you see the Tommy Henry stuff. He still has, he's still a little sick. And it's not just that he had the flu. He also pitched through pneumonia. And apparently on Saturday, he was still, you know, taking treatments to be ready for Sunday to try to be able to pitch. And he's texting his coach and trying to tell his coach, I'm ready to go tonight if you need me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, basically like, you're crazy, kid. You're sick. And somehow he had what Eric called here on the air, and what he, you know, continued to say, the gutsiest performance that he has seen when the kid comes out with the flu and pneumonia. Miz, if you had the flu and pneumonia, where would you be?
Well, if I wasn't 6 feet deep, I'd say I'd probably be in a hospital bed.
Yeah, either in a hospital bed or in your own bed with, like,
yeah,
with somebody taking care of you, right?
Right.
Bringing you fluids and everything. I would. There's, and he's out on the mound pitching against UCLA in the biggest game probably of his entire career. And it's just remarkable. So,
hey, Michael Jordan. How about them, Apple?
Yeah, so, again, we are pretty convinced still that Michael Jordan didn't have a flu, that he had a hangover from gambling.
Yeah.
Tommy Henry actually had the flu and pneumonia. Absolutely ridiculous. So we're going to talk to, we're going to continue to talk Michigan baseball throughout the week, needless to say, with all of our guests that we have lined up. But also, and I'm kind of pulling this out on Miz without telling him, but people were asking about the format. They don't quite understand the format. I don't have the schedule in front of me for all the dates of the game, so why don't you pull that up while I explain the initial part of the format,
right,
and then you can tell everybody when the games will be in the winner's bracket, hopefully, mm-hmm, but also in the loser's bracket if they end up there. But think of it this way. There are two four-team brackets left. So it's kind of like going back to the beginning of the tour, four-team regional out in Corvallis, and you have the one versus the four, the two versus the three. Well, in this case, it's not really seeded anymore as much as it's just how you come in off of the 64-team bracket. But you have four teams remaining on each side of the bracket. So you have two four-team brackets. And on each, consider them separate tournaments at the moment, right? Separate parts of the tournament for the moment. So on the Michigan side, you play a double elimination four-team bracket, and the winner advances to the college championship series, not to the World Series championship series. And the same thing happens on the other side. So you have teams on both sides. So that's how it works. And so it's kind of, again, it's like going back to the beginning where you have the four-team double elimination, and then you go to the super regional where it's two teams playing a best of three. That's this format. That's where that's how the format now goes between the 15th and the 26th of June. They do a really nice job of spreading it out. So it takes a little longer than the regional rounds did out in Corvallis, but it allows you to, I think it's great for the arms, and it allows you to rest your players, and it allows you to have the best possible use of your bullpen and your starting pitching, and not all of a sudden you're, you know, like kind of like it was in Corvallis in that last game where you're piecemealing things together and just hoping you have enough arms to get through everything. The College World Series takes long enough that you'll rotate through your pitching staff a couple of times, and that allows you to and so that's how they set how they set the format up. Four teams on each side, double elimination in those, advancing to the championship. Michigan, of course, plays in game one. That's 2:00 on Saturday. And if they win, they play 7:00 Monday in a winner's bracket game. If they lose, they go to the loser's bracket. That's a 2:00 Monday.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Miz, take us through all the teams and the bracket and how it looks.
So it starts off on Saturday, obviously, as you had alluded to, Ira. Texas Tech and Michigan will lead things off on Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Followed that up by Arkansas and Florida State at 7:00 Eastern time.
So that's Wu-Pig-Sui versus okay, gotcha.
Then on Sunday, it is game one of the second of the other side of the bracket. So essentially it's like Eastern Conference, Western Conference, if that makes any kind of sense.
Left side of the bracket, right side of the bracket, exactly. However you want to look at it, yeah. Correct.
So first game of day two is Vanderbilt versus Louisville at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then at 7:00, it is a battle of the SEC. Mississippi State takes on Auburn, 7:30 Eastern time.
All right, so take us through Michigan's path, winner's bracket first, and then sadly, if they end up in a loser's bracket at some point, we'll go through that. Winner's bracket, they win, they play Monday at 7:00. Take it from there.
So if they win, they take on the winner of Arkansas, Florida State. That's 7:00. If they end up losing the game against Texas Tech, they have to play a winner survive game at 2 p.m. against the loser of that other game. If they win that one, they play at 7:00 on the 19th, being Wednesday, to avoid elimination again. And they'll take them to the 21st of the month on Friday for what would eventually be the, you know, winner gets to move on, loser. Hopefully in this case, Michigan wins and they have, the if necessary, the game seven, if you will, would be on the 22nd.
So if they win on Monday, they don't play for a few days. Because
correct.
They right, and so for they those have, that are
they
explaining,
have a four day layoff until the essentially
they play Friday.
Yeah,
Monday to Friday is the gap, which is great because all of a sudden, if you're in the winner's bracket, you can think about using your pitching differently because maybe you go to Tommy Henry out of the bullpen, especially in game one.
Exactly.
Especially really for Saturday game one, that's the game where you have a lot of flexibility with your extra pitchers because you can. We saw them bring Criswell out of the pen, even though he was going to pitch the next day. So you have that option. You also have the option with Tommy Henry that he wouldn't pitch until a game three, which would be Wednesday or Friday, depending upon which bracket you are in. So your starting pitchers, your number two and your number three, are both available to you out of the bullpen in game one. This format for the bracket one part of this, for the, so the 4-team part of it for Michigan, really sets up well, because the biggest difference, and we've talked about this for years on and off the air, the biggest difference between Northern baseball and Southern baseball is generally the depth of arms. Now, Michigan's depth is better than I think a lot of Northern teams, one of the reasons why they're where they are.
Yep.
But as we've seen maybe Willie Weiss get into a little bit of that late season hitting the wall as a freshman, and he's had a lot of really big moments, and I'm sure that he's going to be ready and excited to get in there. But we also know that Eric Backich has the most confidence in his 3 starting pitchers, as he should. Those guys have been, I mean, they've been tough as nails. And especially in this postseason, they've been absolutely unbelievable. So you'll start Carl Kauffman. You don't necessarily have to have Carl pitch 100, 125 pitches. We've seen him go into that ninth inning when he gets to triple digits in numbers, mm-hmm. and he starts to tire out a little bit, and they've eventually gone to the pen. Now, you can go to Jack Weisenberger, you can go to Willie Weiss, you can go to Angelo Smith, you can go to Isaiah Page, depending upon what the score and the scenario is. But you can also go to Criswell.
Yep.
You can also go to Tommy Henry, because you're not going to throw – if Criswell throws an inning, or in the last game it was, 2/3 of an inning, and he threw 9 pitches mm-hmm. – if he comes in for just a scenario where he's throwing less than, say, 20 pitches on Saturday, he then pitches on Monday. And he has normal bullpen work that he has to do leading up to the game on Monday. It's not like you pitch one day and then you wait the 5 days or a week or whatever the gap is and don't use your arm at all. You have bullpen work. You throw a certain amount of pitches. So they can throw you in the bullpen and they can use you. Tommy Henry, even more so, you're pitching Saturday. Then you'd be off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you wouldn't be starting till Wednesday anyway. So it really helps with the arms. And I know it helps both teams, but for a team that maybe doesn't have quite the depth of arms as, say, I mean, Texas Tech is loaded. I mean, they are a loaded team, yeah. top to bottom, and, you know, both in pitching and in batting. It does allow you to rest the guy. It allows you to use your pitching staff in a much different way. I love this format for that reason. And while Michigan would probably come in as the 8th seeded team of the 8 remaining, if you look at it that way, as far as odds to win it, you know, if you're from a national perspective. I believe there's only 2 unseeded teams left, and one of them is Florida State, mm-hmm. and they're going to be considered, I'm sure, ranked higher coming out of the bracket than Michigan. But what Michigan does have to their advantage, and I don't know enough about Florida State yet. I haven't watched them play a ton in this World Series. I'll watch their game, or at least listen to their game on Saturday. I mean, I'm probably not gonna stick around because got to get back for Father's Day after going to the game out in Omaha on Saturday. But the arms at the top, 1, 2, 3, Michigan has as good as anybody. And so if they need to use all of them on Friday or on Saturday in a certain way, it works out to their advantage. So that's the format for those that have been asking. It's double elimination, and it's spread out over days, which really helps the team. And then eventually, as the 2 winners meet up, the 24th is game 1 of the championship series, the 25th is game 2 of the championship series, and the 26th,
if necessary,
is the 3rd and final game of the championship series. So essentially, it's like having 2 regionals and another super regional all over again. When you look at the formats, mm-hmm. they're just spread out more, and obviously it's all in Omaha, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And actually, the events, as Coach Backich talked to us about yesterday, the festivities kick off, well, it's baseball. They lead off tomorrow with the Tigers-Royals game, and all the teams are going to be there. And one of the things I'm looking forward to talking to Derek Kerr about, one of the things I want to talk to Derek Kerr about is that his son in the 33rd round got drafted by the Tigers.
Tigers.
And now he gets to go to a Tigers game on Thursday, tomorrow, as part of the opening of the ceremonies for the College World Series. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the actual opening ceremonies are on Friday, and then the games start on Saturday. So there are festivities in Omaha tomorrow, Friday, and then games on Saturday. And while Michigan has gaps in the schedule, or the teams in bracket 1 have gaps in the schedule and vice versa with bracket 2, there are games every single day. It's just a matter of it's 2 games per day.
Right.
They're not loading you up like, say, at the Big Ten tournament where they're playing up like 3 or 4 games in a day. They're not playing at 10 o'clock in the morning or anything like that. There are 2 games per day, weather permitting. Yeah. Obviously, that's another reason why they spread it out, is to make sure that they can manage the weather, because if there's a rain day and they have to make up games on another day, they can play games earlier and spread things out a little bit, and they can get all the games in. So the games are spread out for weather, for arms, and I'm sure for television and for different reasons. So there is your schedule for the College World Series. And if you would like to help the Wolverines get off on the right foot,
technically,
This starts off today for the Wolverines.
That's exactly right. The send-off for the Michigan baseball team. I'm a little bummed. And you may hear an on-air campaign at 9:30 this morning because we have our final Camp Mishitonki Golf Classic committee meeting at 11:30 this morning, and it's at the U of M golf course.
Oh boy!
I can go upstairs at the golf course, go out to the balcony and look at the send-off party at the fish, but I can't be there. And so maybe we can campaign to move the meeting back to 12:15. Probably not the smartest thing because I have I also have tickets to Bob Seger tonight, and so I need to manage my schedule well all day today as I'm taking my wife to go see Seger as part of his farewell tour. But yes, there is a send-off for – is that what tonight is, part five?
I don't know. I'm just saying like this is like the fifth going to, you know, well, the retirement tour.
Yeah, but this is it.
Sure.
Eric Clapton's had 19 of them, so you never know.
Yeah.
But the send-off for the Michigan baseball team is at 11:45 at the Fish, at the Wilpon Complex right there on campus, 11:45. So if you're like, you know what? I have a little bit of a lunch break today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go head over and send the boys off. That's what I would do if I didn't have a lunch meeting. My lunch meeting at 11:30 would be much better suited to be at about 12:15. Mm. But unfortunately, it is not. So I hope all of you or a lot of you can make it out there at 11:45 to send the team off because this team deserves it. I mean, it's been so much fun. You could see the fun they're having, even in the interviews that they were given yesterday out at the complex. And so let's send these boys off properly. Let's send them out there to Omaha. 11:45 is the send-off time at Ray Fisher Stadium. Let's do this right, folks, and let's give them a party on their way out to let them feel the love. And then, of course, we will also have a nice group of fans on the other end on Saturday when the team comes out to get ready for game one out in Omaha at the site of the College World Series. A venue, as I know you guys were discussing on the air yesterday. We talked about it yesterday as well. They just played a bunch of games there, so they're the most familiar with the venue as far as this year's team. Other teams have been in the College World Series that are returning from years past and even from last year, but this full roster just played five games in Omaha at this venue as part of the Big Ten tournament.
Yep,
they are very familiar with the surroundings, the locker rooms, everything that goes into what is being in a venue that you're not initially all that used to, but they are very accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the send-off party is 11:45 at the Fish at the Wilpon Complex. Hopefully a bunch of you can make it out there to send the boys off in style. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. We are going to get to the countdown of the 2019 Michigan football season here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.